Welcome to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. I'm your host, Michaela, from MichaelaJ.com. I'm a manifestation mindset coach and blogger. If you're ready to dive in deep, get real AF about your beliefs, and manifest the life of your dreams, then you're in the right place. I'm dishing out everything you need to go from broke to bougie, first class to world class. If your hashtag life goals involve luxury, travel, and being the boss of your own life, then get ready to embrace your mindset, magic, and manifestation powers. Let's do this. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast with your girl. It is I, Michaela J. Hey, hi, hello. I'm here to teach you how to manifest your next level luxe life. So let's get into it with our Friday quickie. Happy 2022 vibes. Today we're talking about how to start being quote unquote that girl, which is something I've avoided talking about for a long time. And I get questions about it very often. So I was like, okay, we're going to do a quick little podcast episode and my thoughts on this. There is a trend, if you guys are unfamiliar, on TikTok, and a lot of people are bringing it onto YouTube, whatever, and they call it like the that girl trend. And that girl usually has an aesthetic that's like she wears all neutrals and like green, and she drinks green juice and does Pilates and journals and has eucalyptus in her shower and like all just these cute little routines. And a lot of people associate being that girl with this image or this aesthetic specifically. And really all it is being your next level self, being your best self, prioritizing yourself, your self-care, self-love, health, wellness, and being mindful and bringing in like spirituality into your day-to-day with the journaling, a lot of yoga, stuff like that. So a lot of people have asked me to do a podcast episode or a YouTube video about being that girl. And today I want to share with you what I think is the most important element of this and how you can really take it and run with it in 2022. So I think the most important piece about being that girl is routines. The thing that gets highlighted in all of these videos is like the morning ritual and the evening ritual. The evening ritual might have like a bath. That's when you might have nighttime yoga, setting out gym clothes for the next day, meal prepping, stuff like that. And the morning routine is all the stuff that I described earlier, but it's all about these routines. Now, I'm going to share with you why I think that is. Routines are the highlighted part of being that girl, because if you have a routine to be your best self, it's a lot easier for you to continue showing up and doing that. It's a lot easier for you to actually quantum leap into this version of yourself if it's something you have on retainer, right? And so the easiest way to become that girl is figure out your routines that are going to support you in being your next level self. So what are the routines your next level self has? Your next level self is a version of you that you want to be, that you're wanting to step into. She is like the bougie bitch version of you. She's accomplished all of your dreams and goals and even more. What are her routines like? Something that people get really caught up in with this trend that I don't like is they think being that girl has to match the aesthetic that everybody is showing online. And that's just not true. Like, I'm thinking of one girl specifically who definitely embodies this kind of lifestyle, and her vibe is like lots of like white and green and tan and green smoothies and stuff like that. It doesn't have to look that way, you know? The routine of the next level version of you might look like she wears all black, she loves to drink black iced coffee, and she loves to do witchcraft. I don't know. Like, it can look different for everybody. It doesn't matter what the aesthetic is. It's just about tapping into your next level self and her routines. So what does that look like for you? Like, for me, I'm not a big Pilates yoga person. I lift weights and do crazy fucking workouts with my trainer. That's a part of me being that girl. It's being my version of this. So what does her health look like? What's her wellness like, fitness? What does her spiritual health, her mental health look like? For me, a lot of this looks like my heavy lifting workouts. It looks like taking my vitamins for prioritizing my health. It looks like journaling. You guys know I love journaling and bath rituals for my spiritual health. I've added in more meditation. It looks like therapy for mental health. It looks like eating a lot more protein just to continue fueling my body, eating clean. Some people, this might look like meal prep. I'm not that person, but you might be. For some people, you might be a matcha girl. I am a cold brew with a dash of oat milk vibe. So what is the routine? All right, back to the point of this. What does your next level self have in all aspects? Does she have a dream relationship? Cool. Well, what's in place with that? Is there a weekly date night? That's something you can implement now if you are in a relationship. And if you're not and you want to manifest that, take yourself out on a weekly date. What's her health look like? She's in amazing shape. What are the workouts she's doing? Can you add that in at least once a week? You know, it's all about figuring out how to work with your life right now and make it all next level. So like I said, people make this all like aesthetically pleasing online. You don't need to do that. You just need to look at the routines and the rituals of your next level self and start to sprinkle that in. And you don't need to change your whole routine, your whole life overnight, because we want it to be sustainable. Like, make sure that you're sticking to these. And that's why I say, you know, start with the one workout a week, start with meal prepping, you know, one night a week, right? And like, just figure out where you can sprinkle it in and then add in things as you go, as you prove to yourself, okay, now this is a habit. What's the next habit I want to introduce? When I think about being your next soul self, being that bitch, being that girl, I think about this version of myself who has her shit together. So that will inspire you to figure out what some of these rituals are. Is like, if you had all your shit together right now, this is a great general prompt. If you had your shit together, what would your life look like? Health, finances, socializing, work, sleep is a big one too. If you had your shit together for sleep, how many hours are you sleeping? What's your shower routine? You can get super specific on this. And I love being like hyper specific. I just think it's a lot easier to show up when you're really detail oriented. So who's the version of yourself who has her shit together? What does that look like? Okay. And I want you to find those habits and I want you to form them into either a morning routine or an evening routine, or you can sprinkle them between both. I know having both can seem a little bit overwhelming for people, and maybe you have a really busy schedule and you have kids and you know, everybody is busy, right? Everybody has stuff going on. So if doing both rituals seems too overwhelming, start with one. For me, if I think about all of the habits and rituals of my next level self and I think about putting that in just a morning routine, that's super overwhelming to me because I'm like, that's a lot of shit in the morning. So it feels better personally for me to split it between a morning and an evening routine. So find what works for you. I just want you to take these habits and rituals you have identified in your journaling and figure out literally where you're going to fit them into your day. Something that I did in college, just for like a little hack or strategy for you. In college, I would detail out my day by the hour. So I'd be like, okay, 6 a.m. I'm getting up and going to the gym. 7 a.m. I'm making my smoothie bowl. 7:30 I'm doing my journaling. Okay, 8 o'clock I'm doing a meditation. 8:15 I'm getting ready. Like, I would detail it out so specifically, because at that time in my life I was really fucking busy. I was taking more than a semester load of courses. Like, I was taking extra. I had a part-time job. I was blogging. I was building my business. I was working out. I was trying out for cheer. Like, I was traveling a lot. I was in a relationship, socializing. When there's all these things going on, you need to be on top of your calendar. So for me, I did the hour by hour scheduling. Now I do things a little bit differently just because I have different time restrictions, and I know what my morning routines are. I know the things that I do in the morning and I know the things that I do in the evening, and that's how I split it up. So find what works for you. Always, always, always what feels good and aligned for you. Now the last step in this idea of becoming that girl, right? So far we've talked about who's the version of you who has her shit together, what are her routines and rituals, how are we going to fit it in? Morning routine, night routine, both, where are we putting it in our calendar? The last step in this is to really just stop giving a fuck about what other people think. And I want to tell you guys a story about this, because being that bitch, being that girl, being the next little self you, there's another level of accepting yourself and being yourself. And my theme for 2022 is me times three. How can I be three times more myself? How can I do three times more like good quality work? How can I show up three times more lively, three times more energetic? How can I feel three times better? That's my vibe. Because every new level of yourself, every next level of your life, you should ideally be stepping more into you. So part of this is stopping to care, stop caring about what other people think, because that really holds us back from doing the things that we want to do. It holds us back from showing up in ways that we want because we're scared people might judge us or think we're weird or whatever. And I want to give you guys a funny story. So I am going to the Dominican Republic in like 2 weeks with a lot of strangers and my man, and I ordered a bunch of new swimsuits online. I got an email from the company that one of the swimsuits I ordered was actually out of stock, and they asked me if I wanted a refund or if I wanted to exchange. And I was like, oh, I'll just pick a different swimsuit. So I'm looking through all the swimsuit options, and there was one that was like a teal green, and it literally just had like dinosaurs all over it. And I was like, oh my God, I really want this fucking dinosaur bikini. I was like, this is amazing and so weird and so like kitschy. I'm like, and nobody would get it, but I like it would be so funny. It would be a vibe. And one of my first thoughts after that was like, oh my God, Makayla, you're 24 years old. You don't need to be wearing like a dino print bikini. Like people are going to think you're so weird. And I'm going on this trip with a bunch of strangers. And I was like, these people are going to think you're so fucking weird. Like everybody's going to be trying to be like looking cute for the gram and the photos and stuff. And I'm going to be like, in the fucking corner being a shark girl wearing a dinosaur bikini. But here's the thing, like, who cares what they think? Who cares if they think I'm weird? Who cares if they're like, why is that 24-year-old wearing a child's swimsuit? Like, who cares? If you can't be yourself in certain environments, like, why would you even want to be there? Why would you want to be around those people? And if they think you're weird and they're like, I don't like her, she's really fucking strange, great. They're not your people. And so you can just walk away from that. And it's a big, scary shadow side of us when we deal with the fear of judgment from other people, right? Because that goes down to like very primal brain. Like if people, you're afraid of being judged because you're afraid you're going to be an outcast and then you're going to die alone, right? Like super dramatic. So it's a big shadow thing that we have to battle because our primal brains just kind of go there. But it's like, we don't live in those times. Not everybody needs to like me. Not everybody needs to get me. I can wear a fucking dinosaur bikini and like be a total weirdo and do like flips in the pool while everyone's looking cute, tanning, taking IG photos. Like who cares? Just do what you want, you know, and you're going to discover this in your journey of being that girl and like having these habits and routines. People might question you. They might be like, why are you waking up at 6 a.m? Like, why are you going to the gym every single day? Why are you putting so much emphasis on journaling? Like, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? You might get questioned. People might not get it, but that's okay. Who cares, right? They might just genuinely be curious. They might be judging you, but at the end of the day, who fucking cares? You just have to make yourself happy. And when we are intentionally creating habits and routines that are for our best selves, like the right people are always going to support that, okay? And that's like one thing that is just super important in this journey is just stop caring what other people think. Like if you, that's another journal prompt. If you didn't care what other people thought, if you weren't worried about judgment, like who would you be? What would you do? Where would you go? What would you work on? What would you wear? How would you act if you didn't care? That's going to also show you who your next level self is. And with that, the last thing I want to share with you guys, kind of a little bonus thing, is something I do at the beginning of every single year is I write a list of 111 things that I want to do in that year. And it can be places I want to go, people I want to meet up with. It could be something I want to buy. It could be hitting a goal of like meditating for 30 days. It could be something as simple as feeling more peace. It can be, you know, whatever you want, certain memories, purchases, experiences, whatever. I write 111 of these. And this is a great exercise to do after you journal on, if you didn't care what other people thought, if you weren't afraid of judgment, what would you do? And make this list of 111 things. And that's going to give you so much direction on how to live and lead your life this year, being that girl, being that next level version of you and doing the things that she would be doing. And, you know, these things on my list aren't like, they're not like huge manifestations. It could be like, have a beach picnic. One thing I really want to do this year is have like a weekend boat party where I rent a boat and I rent an Airbnb and I have like my friends and family come and we just do like 2-3 days on the boat and in an Airbnb. That's nothing wild or crazy. Like I can just do that in LA. It's going to cost money, of course, but it's nothing like wild. That's on the list. It could be like learning to make a certain dish at home, or like I would love to be able to perfect making like a 2 or 3 tiered cake. Like I'm so bad at baking. I also really want to be able to do a pull-up with no assist. I want to be able to do a handstand push-up, right? So it's like stuff like that. And it shows you what it also helps show you what habits and routines are that you need to put in place, right? If I want to do a pull-up and a push-up and in a handstand, that tells me what kind of training that I need to do. And then I tell my personal trainer and we change our program based around that. If I want to start working on baking, it's like, okay, well, what's the next step? Watching some baking videos, making sure I have the right equipment and, you know, making that a priority. And like, okay, I'm going to spend one night a week where I just focus on my baking. And how fun, right? You're just going to start to live more life for yourself and you're going to have a lot more fun. So overall, I like this trend of being that girl, but I don't like the idea that people have that it has to look a certain way. It's going to look different for everybody because we all have different vibes. We all have different things we want, different priorities, different routines. But the most important part of it is just being yourself and having a routine that can build these habits. So I'd love to see what you guys come up with. Definitely send me a screenshot. You guys are listening over on Instagram. I'm at TheMichaelaJ. I would love to see if you make like a little vision board of what being that girl looks like for you. It'd be super cute to share. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to leave me a kind little review. I love reading them. I see all of your reviews. It's the best ever. And I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Thanks for diving in and getting your daily dose of personal development with the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. If you loved this episode, leave a rate and review on iTunes. For notes, details, and more information, check out MichaelaJ.com. See you next week.